I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, it's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds. It's 84 degrees, KSL's top story. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The video footage from the shooting of a 13-year-old autistic boy earlier this month has been released.
Pull your hands out, dude. Pull your hands out.
I don't feel good. The Salt Lake City mayor is calling this the beginning of an evolution of transparency in public safety. Meanwhile, the boy's mother says she doesn't believe he should have been shot. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
Golda Barton spoke with the Salt Lake City Police Department and officials expressed their sorrow over the shooting.
They just are saying that because I don't know why, because it's hollow words.
She spoke exclusively with KSL 5's Tanya Dean, saying her son was not armed. And even though he's recovering well, he still has a lot of gunshot wounds.
There's so many holes, dude. There's so many holes.
Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says starting today, the city will publish all body cam videos from officer-involved shootings on their website within 10 business days.
This is an effort for us to remove unnecessary obstacles and hurdles to the public as they seek out the information.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
It's not the first time. Former Mayor Biskupski signed an executive order that mandated release of body cam footage within 10 business days. That was back in October 2017. KSL News Time 4:02, a Centerville man is accused of kidnapping a car dealer after taking a test drive at speeds over 100 miles an hour. The victim told police that Caleb Gibson even turned up the radio and rolled down the windows on the freeway to make it difficult for 911 dispatchers to hear his pleas for help. More of our top stories now, and here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the head coach and an assistant coach of the Utah Royals have been placed on leave. KSL Sports reports Craig Harrington and assistant coach Louis Lancaster aren't participating in team activities now. This comes as there's an investigation, a la Deloy Hansen, into the leadership of Utah soccer, which owns the women's team, Real Salt Lake, and the Real Monarchs. Amy LaPelbit will serve as interim head coach. The former U.S. women's national team member coached the Royals during yesterday's game. Figuring out whether a person got COVID-19 in a classroom or outside of school is proving to be a conundrum for Utah County Health Department officials. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports.
Both Utah and Salt Lake counties are doing contact tracing with coronavirus cases. But spokeswoman for Utah County Health Department, Aislinn Tolman-Hill, says it's difficult to pinpoint if the spike in cases comes directly from classrooms or outside of school. She says with so many kids participating in sports and after-school activities, defining public or academic contact is proving elusive.
Tolman-Hill says other health departments may be defining outbreaks differently and therefore are assigning them to specific sources. And the CDC has removed website information that said the coronavirus is transmitted through the air. In the Now note on its website, the agency says that was only a draft and wasn't supposed to be up. The initial update was noticed by news outlets and published yesterday, and this comes after months of scientists pushing for the CDC to acknowledge COVID-19 can be spread in the air. The CDC previously said close person-to-person contact was the bigger concern. President Trump says he's looking closely at five women to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the president says he will announce this week his pick to fill the seat of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away on Friday.
We'll make a decision probably Saturday, but Friday or Saturday.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on the nominee before Election Day. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the majority has no right to fill the vacancy after blocking President Obama's pick 4 years ago.
Leader McConnell held a Supreme Court vacancy open for nearly a year in order to, quote, give the people a voice.
Meantime, there was a somber moment on Capitol Hill today. House Chaplain Pat Conroy honoring Justice Ginsburg.
I give you thanks for the life and work of Justice Ruth Ginsburg.
The House also unanimously passing a privileged resolution honoring the Supreme Court justice. Very young children wearing masks were back in the classroom in the nation's largest school district. In-person learning resuming in New York City for special education students and preschoolers. Teacher Sarah Istarkey says kids were excited to be back in school.
You feel their energy. They're nervous, but we, you know, a lot of us are moms here, so we want to make them feel comfortable because we know what that's like.
New York City is phasing in classes by grade levels over the next 2 weeks. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
New poll numbers are out in the race for Utah's Attorney General. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ehrets reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
A new Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll shows a big lead for the current AG, Sean Reyes. He's up 18 points over Democrat Greg Skordas. Reyes earning 42% support, Skordas with 24%, and the Libertarian Rudy Bautista has 5%. The poll also shows nearly a quarter of voters are undecided.
Skordas and Bautista will be discussing the race tonight during KSL's candidate conversations. It starts at 6:30 and it airs live on KSL News Radio. Reyes declined to participate. KSL News time is 4:05.
And a quick check on traffic now. Ricky Meese, how do we do this afternoon?
Well, it's been pretty quiet as we start our Monday afternoon drive. We don't have any freeway accidents to report at this time. That's the good news. And we also have no delays on any of the freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up and away, the brave people who book a flight simply because they miss flying so much. Go figure. And stay here. My Minute for a Monday is on the way next on KSL. It's 4:06.
We get it almost every night.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.